The following program is produced by the Tech Talk Radio Network. My favorite Santa, Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places when he whips out the salmon from his jacket. That is classic.
That is a good one.
Christmas is a great time of the year. It's also a great time to help people out. And we've talked to you about the Christmas webcam, Alex Christmas webcam. And this webcam has been set up to aid the University of Maryland Center for Celiac Research. And I have a friend, a good friend of mine, that has celiac. And it is a uncomfortable, irritating, really, you know, a difficult disease to have because it affects the way you eat, it affects the way you live, it affects being tired. Some people don't even know they have it. And Alec has brought a lot of attention to it, and I think that's great with his Christmas webcam and a lot of joy to people who want to just watch it. Alec, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, Alec, where did this great idea come from?
Well, you know, I've been doing Christmas lights for about a decade or so, and being a technologist, I kind of had this brilliant idea back in 2002 that, hey, what I could do is use technology to provide a little bit of Christmas cheer, not just to the kids and families in my neighborhood, but around the world with webcams. And then I've been using X10 technology to have my lights turn on at dusk and turn off at dawn. And I thought, oh, this would be kind of neat, you know, allow people to control lights. And then over the years, it's just kind of gotten bigger and bigger. And then my kids have celiac disease. Thanks again for a great summary of what it is. And you're right, it is a pain in the butt. And then I said, geez, you know, I got, you know, 15 minutes of fame or 15 seconds of fame. Maybe what I can do is raise a little awareness and a few dollars for research and hopefully find a cure.
Well, so far, I mean, you've gone over $20,000 for the University of Maryland Center for Celiac Research through this, and that's been a great thing. But the donations keep coming in to the University Center.
Yeah, they do, and actually the total is closer to $25,000 now. Of course, most of them come during the holiday season, and I do want to emphasize, by the way, the website is totally free. It's totally fun, of course. You can turn the lights on and off, and it won't cost you a penny, but the donations are optional, and the donations are also directly to the University of Maryland. I never even see or touch the money. I have to check with them to see how much came in.
Well, I like the cool controls you have on there. I mean, X10 has been around for a while, and it's cool to see somebody really getting a lot of use out of it through the web and giving people the ability to do all of this. How many lights have you put out?
Well, this year, you know, it's 17,000 lights, and what's even more fun is I have some giant inflatables. We have Elmo, Frosty, Santa, SpongeBob SquarePants, and even Homer Simpson out there. And you're right, X10's an old protocol, but it's an oldie but goldie, and I appreciate the compliment on the website. I would say it definitely is a candidate for probably the tackiest-looking website, but the concept of actually, you know, anywhere in the world being able to view someone's Christmas lights and actually control them is a bit over the top, so the website design is also a bit over the top.
Well, it's easy to navigate. I mean, you can find stuff on it. You know, you don't have to have all these flashy things.
There's a lot of stuff there because there's a lot happening. You know, with three webcams and, you know, eight different zones to control. But, again, people do seem to be able to find those on-off buttons and inflate-deflate. And I can tell you, every night at 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, it goes crazy here at Comar.org.
Now, how are the neighbors with this? Are they cool?
The neighbors are really cool about it. Again, I live in a family neighborhood, so the neighbors kind of think it's a hoot. And, of course, their kids absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you've seen the site at night, one of the webcams has a picture of the very front of the house. That webcam is actually located at the neighbor's house across the street.
Oh, that's
cool.
So
I think that's kind of a strong sign of support from the neighborhood right there.
I think the feature that I liked the best was being able to type in there. Like, you know, hey, how you doing? You know.
Oh, yeah. Again, for those of your listeners that haven't seen the site, there are three webcams, one that's the front of the house, one that's the front yard, and then one that you're describing, Carol, is what I call Santa's workshop. First of all, there's kind of a scary-looking dude that's oftentimes sitting in the computer, but let's ignore him for the moment.
Alec.
But, what you're talking about is I have a laptop set up there, and then what people can do on the site is they can type messages like, you know, I love techradio.com or something like that, and then while voila, you know, that'll show up there. There's a little Firefox browser running on the laptop. And then on the webcam, people will actually see that message. And then, you know, every night there's hundreds and hundreds of messages that people from all over the world put up there that everyone else can see.
So now what happens at the end of the year? I mean, do you leave this up until after the first, or do you start taking the decorations down? And I notice you do something for Halloween, too, right?
That's right. Halloween's a warm-up, and Halloween is a similar idea. Again, you know, lights and all sorts of stuff that people can control. But in answer to your question, the display will shut down. I usually leave it up on the 1st of January, but then after that I start taking things down, weather permitting.
I like it too, because sometimes you can see them out there moving the snow and doing all that stuff you have to do in those snowy conditions, which we don't know too much about here in Tucson.
No, has it ever snowed in Tucson?
Yes, it has. It snowed
on Easter.
It snowed last year for a little bit in certain areas, but it really got a good dusting at Christmas back in 1987.
Yeah, uh-huh. but it also snowed on Easter one year.
Did it really?
On Easter. Oh, wow. Yeah. Easter, wow. Yes. Yeah, no, actually, you know, you've probably seen it. Actually, webcam 2 is hot right now out there in the front yard. You can see we have about 6 to 8 inches out in the front yard. Last year was the big storm. If you remember, the Denver airport got shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so we had 2 feet of snow, and then about every week we'd have another foot come. So it was actually some good comedy. You know, the airport was shut down, roads were shut down, but by golly, Alex Christmas webcam was up and running, baby.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, Elmer, SpongeBob, and Homer Simpson all battling that Colorado weather.
That is great. Now, Alex, how can our listeners help out, too? Because, again, you know, it's for a cause. It's for a great cause. More people need to know about this. Well, what can they do?
Well, you know, I just tell people, again, the donations are completely optional. There's a lot of great causes out there, and this time of the year, everyone's, you know, trying to raise money.
Yeah.
I would just say if listeners want to have some Christmas fun, especially for the kids, surf on by to comar.org, K-O-M-A-R.org. You'll see a link there to the Christmas Lights webcam, and just have fun with it. And then, again, if you're so inclined and you do want to make a direct donation to the University of Maryland, there's a link there to their website where you can do an online credit card donation.
Good deal. Alex, great to talking to you and we'll look forward to even seeing what you got next year, too.
Hey, no problem. Hey, Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Alec.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Good stuff. Tell you what, take a break, come back. Your telephone calls 520-880-5678.
520-880-KNST, Tech Talk Radio on News Talk 790 KNST.